I can't go that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're already suspicious enough.
Yes, I know.
Oh, well, dealing
in the
hands left with all this.
All right, then. The procedure.
Yes, it will be accomplished.
Procedure then is for, I am telling you that I want to.
It will be accomplished.
Let me tell you this. I'll see that Wilson, that's it. I'll see that Wilson demands it, asks for it tomorrow. Is that all right?
That's correct.
And that they come in, and I want them examined. I want to know what the hell they say.
All right.
Fair enough?
Very good.
I think I've got to have that. The other thing is that I think that, I know we've been around this track before, and I know you've been prosecuted, but the way this thing is going, I think that you have got to push faster and get the goddamn indictments out there. I mean, whoever it is, Paul, Earl, Lou, etc. If you go a month, I think you'd be destroyed. Oh, I said you'd be destroyed. I didn't process it. It was by the committee, by the press, by everything else. Now, I don't know. I know you've got your average stenographer, etc. But basically, you have got a hell of a lot of information. I'd like to get them before that grand jury as soon as you can. I want them to be there. I just want you to know that I've made this. I have urged you, the Assistant Attorney General of the United States, and the Master Attorney General of the United States. I tell you, I want my men up there, and I want them examined, and I want them before that damn grand jury, and I want them under oath, and I want you to cross-examine them until hell every day.
If we do that at this stage, we may have to recall.
That's all right. I do not object. I do not object to recall. And I have asked their counsel about recall and so forth. But I understand that, but they should be up there. And
you understand what kind of case we're building. Yeah, it's a testimonial case.
Yeah.
With reluctant witnesses all along the line.
Yes.
All of whom are shading the testimony. And some of them were, we have to recall 4 or 5 times. And just
look. Call it the back assignment. I just want to be sure that, let me tell you what my word is. I want to be sure that the president is not sitting on his ass. I said last Tuesday, I want the facts out. I'm telling you today, I want my men called up there and treated like everybody else. Get them up there. You've got plenty of stuff to ask them about, and then recall them if necessary. I think it's a better image for you to do, frankly, when I say you, for the prosecution. If you call her, I'll call her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, in the meantime, I've got the problem with Dean, all of them, which I think really have to be separated. The way Dean is gone now, you've got to separate him from the Hall of Earth. If they're all going to be in the bag. But my point is, let me put it this way. We call the problem resignation, leave of absence, and so forth, all of which I've been considering. Don't pass that on. I want that. There's an impression the president has done. She's supposed to turn down the amendment because that was telling them. We don't want to do that.
Yes, sir.
And I can assure you, goddamn, if they are dead, they're in this thing, they're either indicted or named as non-indictable co-conspirators. That's it. I understand. And they're prepared. And they believe they're innocent. You understand? They believe. But who doesn't believe? As far as I'm concerned, I hope so. And at the present time, I believe so. But I haven't had your memorandum, and I want to see their attorneys. Yours I'll get Friday, their attorneys on the week. I'll tell you, I'll give them a name too. I'll try to get them both on Friday after the entry. The other point is that I've got to keep them in present status. I'm not going to have them resign. Because that would indicate that I have made a judgment. Now, based on things that I have not yet proven.
Right.
Now, I understand. In terms of things that are fluttered around in the press, and Dean has said, and all the rest. As a matter of fact, I should have sacked Dean basically, from what he told me on March 21st, shipment, it would have been a mistake for him to do that. You would never have a damn case to turn down.
Sure.
So as a result, you know, we talked about the Dean thing, so whether what we do, and I think we have agreed that the best thing is to, if you're dealing with Dean, you're talking to Dean, trying to get him to deal with this, right? Or both. So, I'm allowing you to do that, you understand? I'm not protecting Dean. Correct?
Sure.
Bart Hall, our other concern, I'm not protecting that. But the process must run, and I will abide by the process. On the other hand, if the result of reading your memorandum, or attorney's memorandum, I read another region. You see what I'm getting at? It's this. I accept their resignation, or Holland's resignation. Or Holland's big advantage, Irwin, and say, well, we will go so far and so on. And I, the president, have made a judgment as to their guilt. No other way that that can be interpreted. Except to say, well, this is not at all a statement of people. This is not at all a legal judgment. This only involves the fact that it's because they are mentioned in this case.
Which is your point, and it's also mine, as I realize this. They are not meant to be serving the president. And I can see that. True of Dean, true of Hall, possibly. Probably, true of Irwin, possibly. That's the way I would make it the president. I think he's put my expectations as well.
Yes, sir.
The point is that, that I, on the other hand, if we have to wait and wait, the problem is very, very great in terms of proceeding on that line, because, and they'll say, you can see what I'm getting at. Does the president get out and make the determination based on what he has learned, not from the grand jury, which you've not told me about, investigations that he's made, statements that they made, and so forth, from being basically a confession? And it's a protestation, well, we did it pretty much, but we didn't intend anything wrong. You know what I mean? All right. But do I say, based on that, that I therefore find they resign? I can. That's something I am not ruling out. So I'm not prepared to make that judgment now.
I may have to make that judgment. Before the grand jury acts, I may have to. It will be made when it acts. Okay? Because even if you do not have that, in the greatest of confidence, I will have to act in some way or other. Do you understand that?
I'm not sure that Mr. President, you understand. I understand.
I understand. Because of the things that are going to be said and done. Now the problem with Dean is a different problem. Here you and I are sitting on there is no question about Dean's guilt, is there? Is there any question on that?
No, I don't know.
In other words, he's indictable as of today. The only question is whether or not you immunize him.
He's indictable on the basis of what he's told you. He's not indictable on the basis of what he's told us.
Well, that puts me in a spot, but basically, I think on that, his conversation with me, he considered to be very impressive.
Well, his conversation with us is privileged, too.
So I can't say that, well, because Dean told me so, and also I'm talking to the prosecution. I think the orderly conduct of this case requires now that I wait until you can talk to them.
Well, there's another aspect of this one, too. Dean's lawyers made what I think is an awful mistake with respect to all of their information. I think they were taunting us. They turned it over, they said, now you know what you got to do with this. I think they were betting that we would not.
Yeah.
And if we did not, then they had us in a terrible position.
By me, again.
Indeed so. Now, when we turn this over, I'm sure Judge Burns would insist. Now, the people I turned it over to do not know that Dean's the source of it. They can't disclose. So when Judge Burns would insist, I think, on disclosure of the source of the information, they're going to have to go back to me and I'll say that it's Dean. Then Dean's going to be called. When Dean makes this admission,
contestant, but in that thing, in that process, in that situation, I was either being involved.
Certainly not going to read down to our benefit. I mean, that much is clear. But I don't think that...
But it's the truth.
But it's the truth. So we'll get some pluses out because we're making this disclosure, particularly because of the case that it's so important to all of us. So we'll get some pluses out of that. But the dean lost some part of power in the process. You know, he tested the system, and the system lived up to what it was supposed to do.
I think he told Silver, does he tell Silver this the Sunday that you came to see me?
Yes, sir.
And, today in this way that, close. Everything goes out there.
He didn't have a little close on the ball. His name comes up occasionally, but at this stage, we don't have to.
I don't want anybody to hurt this. Dick Moore?
No, they issued a subpoena and then they let him go back. And
basically, Dick, I can assure you, is basically.
It's a lovable man.
He's not only lovable, but Dick was had nothing to do with the team.
Sure.
And it has, you know, being discussed it for everybody, who's the council and so forth and so on. But you can't, even like Ziggler, got Dean Bree Ziggler. Does that make Ziggler a man called for a ranger?
I don't think so.
Make him a part of a conspiracy? No. Well, it doesn't.
No, sir.
No, I mean, if it does, tell me.
No, I mean, maybe.
The council talked to Dean, probably a whole lot of people, you know, or,
it does help them. I talked to Titus, and I say, look, you help, you got to impress on these fellows. They're trying to do a job, and that's what we want them to do. But there's a line that has to be drawn. Investigate Watergate and not investigate the presidency. I don't know where that line is. I can't describe it for them. I can't delineate it. But it's there. And that judgment has to be made every step of the way. And,
well, the presidency deserves investigation. Investigate. But that really isn't what's involved.
No, sir. It isn't.
Because you know that as far as the president is concerned, this is one time. We're a damn president. Not you. You're the case of the president. There are people who even with the best of intentions, make mistakes.
Well, you know, last night I was quoting President Harding on the news. They were quoting President Harding on the news.
Yeah.
And wherever they got the tape, I don't know, but it was his voice of anything saying, my damn friends, my goddamn friends.
Well, when they compared it to Harding, it's a fever. Crappy goddamn thing.
Chris, I'll tell you, I'd like to see a little honesty degree in this case.
Yeah.
I'd be able to rationalize better. I mean, part of the difficulty with this damn thing is there's such a total absence of rationalization and reasonable motivation.
Well, I guess the motivation is to see that not the political part of the election, but after the election. Good God, what the hell is this name then? Right.
They could have run three against you. They weren't going to beat you.
What?
As if they could run three of them against you. They weren't going to beat you.
Even the election, but after the election. That's why the last Dean competition, that Dean competition I reported to you here was good.